Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
I know it ain't true.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, why? What up?
We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
For real,
yeah, winning for life, man.
We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me? I feel
like
how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis
told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What?
Alexis told me that we
winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I feed it and make it listen. My lyrics single, you fast. And you don't forget to mention. Alexis told me we winning. These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. Don't say sense to me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. Take it to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High.
What that,
that come with drill. You call it perks, I call it benefits.
That's what it
if
is.
You ain't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling it.
Feeling
but if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping this.
For sure.
Jump fly to this. Rewind this, hit it, ride to this.
Yeah.
How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip. I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna
win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-C?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it.
L-O-O-S-E.
Y'all really need to quit pretending.
Okay.
And then I forget to mention.
What
you forgot?
Alexis told me that we winning. I'm just playing with the
sound
of the dictionary. I don't know the definition. All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we win it. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to
I don't even understand any words.
Hey, Alexa.
And then I forget to mention.
Come on,
that's what
Alexis told me that we were.
In this village, and I have to beat it one more time We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it is Thursday night, and we want to welcome everybody who has come on tonight, amen, to Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Well, we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we just shake it up. Praise God. Hallelujah. To hell can fill us. Praise in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And, of course, every Thursday night, we have none other than our very own sister, Valencia Scott, is on the line tonight, and she will be bringing forth a word from God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you one more time for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Lord, we just want you to have your way on tonight. Lord, we want all of us to decrease so that you can increase, Lord. Hallelujah. We came to hear a word from God on tonight, Lord, so we just want you to speak. Hallelujah. Use us as your willing vessels on tonight. Touch the woman of God on tonight as she gets ready to bring forth your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, we bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight, any work that is trying to come against. Hallelujah, what you are trying to do on tonight, Lord. And we thank you as we bind and rebuke it, and we cast it away in your son Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Once again, we want to thank each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, this is Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we come forth and we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, where we shake the place. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we lift up the mighty name of God. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. It is truly a blessing to be on the line once again. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in, everybody who has tuned in. Praise God. If you're out there on Facebook Live, we want to thank God for each and every last one of you. If you want to be a part of our service, we encourage you to call in to us tonight. Hallelujah. You can call in live into the show. Hallelujah. The number to call in is 516-666-9967. Once again, that number is 516-666-9967. You can call in. You will be connected directly into the program. Hallelujah. We encourage you to do so. We do have a segment called Testimony and Prayer Request. Praise God. We will open up the phone lines, and you can put your testimony or your prayer request on the throne of grace, and we can touch and agree with you on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't want to, amen, call in. Praise God. We ask you to, amen, you can leave your testimony or your prayer request in the comment box right there on the bottom of your screen. Hallelujah. I will read those aloud and put those on the throne of grace. If you have any prayer requests, hallelujah, that you, amen, maybe you want to be kept private, praise God. We welcome you to inbox me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will, amen. I will shoot you my number, praise God, amen, and we can, praise God, put those on the throne of grace, praise God, hallelujah, after the line. Well, once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, worldwide and uncensored, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And what do we mean by uncensored? Praise God, hallelujah. That means, amen, that doesn't mean you're going to hear people cussing on the line, hallelujah, and fornication and profanity on the line, hallelujah. What that means is, with the word of God is not censored,
Hallelujah. In other words, we're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to water it down. We're going to tell it to you just the way God, hallelujah, meant for it to be told. The way he told it to me, I'm going to tell it to you. Hallelujah. The way he tells it to us, we're going to convey that message. Hallelujah. The way he told it to us. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to water it down. This is not no stepped on product. Hallelujah. This is as pure, hallelujah, as it gets. Hallelujah on tonight. We always use the example when it comes to medication. Remember when you were a child and your mother wanted to give you that medication, that Robitussin, and you know that Robitussin was nasty. You know that three sixes they used to give it. You know that was nasty. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if they would have diluted it, if they would have watered it down, praise God. Hallelujah. It wouldn't have made it as potent as it should have been. Praise God. It would have taken us longer to get healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or it would have had no effect at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say all that to say, hallelujah, we don't sugarcoat the word of God. Hallelujah. Because when you sugarcoat it and water it down, it affects the effect of the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. It affects the effect of the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we give it to you pure, uncut. Hallelujah. And not watered down. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. As we get ready to go into our time, amen, of testimony and prayer request, we want to go ahead and go, amen, to our scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, I like to come out of Psalms 100, amen, coming out of the NIV version. It reads, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Praise God. I like the way it says it in this version in verse number 3. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. The King James says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. You need to know it and you need to acknowledge, hallelujah, who God is. Praise God. Amen. Because a lot of times in our lives, we have made ourselves our own God. Or we have made, amen, our parents our God. We have made, amen, our spouses our God. Some of us have made our jobs our God. Praise God. Because the Bible is telling us that it is he who has made us. But if we get a little money, we start saying we self-made. Hallelujah. I did it by myself, for myself, with nobody else. I didn't need no help. Hallelujah. Praise God. I earned these degrees. I earned these plaques. I earned this paycheck. I'm the one that worked them 40 hours to get that paycheck. Hallelujah. Amen. This is my house. This is my car. Hallelujah. This is my wife. These are my children. Hallelujah. All this belongs to me. Hallelujah. When God is telling us that you need to acknowledge who he is and what he has done and acknowledge that you ain't done nothing. You belong to him. Hallelujah. You are a sheep in his pasture. Hallelujah. You need to acknowledge that without him, you would be nothing. Hallelujah. You would not be where you was if it would not have been for the grace of God. Hallelujah, praise God. And as we come before the throne of grace, praise God, because some of us ain't coming with testimonies. Some of us are coming with requests. But before you can get your request in, you have to first acknowledge, amen, that it is God who provides. It is God who opens up doors. Hallelujah, praise God. It is God, amen, that gives. Praise God, hallelujah, the power, amen. Remember when Jesus was talking, amen, to Pilate, and Pilate said, I have the power to kill you or let you live. And he told Pilate, the only power you get is the power my Father gives you. Praise God, hallelujah. Nobody is given any authority in this earth unless God gives it. praise God, I'm going to say that again. No authority is given in this earth, hallelujah, unless God gives it. You need to acknowledge that because you think your charismatic attitude got you where you at. You think your education got you where you at. Hallelujah. You think your bloodline, hallelujah, the fact that your mom is who she is and your daddy is who he is, you think that got you, hallelujah, where you at. But those of us that know and realize if it had not been for the grace of God, where would I be? Praise God, hallelujah. You are not self-made. You could not create yourself. That's why he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Hallelujah, praise God. And I ordained you. The destiny that you have reached in your life, the potential that you could reach in your life, those goals that you are shooting for in your life, you got to realize you cannot obtain them on your own ability. If it is not for the grace of God, hallelujah, you won't make it. Praise God. If it hadn't been for the grace of God, you would not be where you at right now. And the problem, God says, is some of you don't appreciate where you at right now. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready to go into testimony service, God says you need to realize you are already in glory. Hallelujah. You're trying to get God to take you into glory, but you don't realize you're already in his glory, and you're trying to get him to move you from glory to glory. You're trying to get to a higher level of glory. But first you have to acknowledge that you are already in glory. You have to acknowledge if you wouldn't be where you are if it had not been for God, that he is the one. The Bible says all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. But wait, for those that he foreknew and predestined to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. In other words, the ones that he knew before, hallelujah, and he already preordained their destiny. You did not make it on your own. All you did was move your feet. Praise God, hallelujah. God already set the GPS. All you had to do is do as he told you to do, and you got where you at because God got you there. You didn't do it on your own. Praise God, because there are people with influences that you have, people with the money you have, praise God, people with the intelligence that you have, and believe it or not, if people just as cute as you out there, hallelujah, amen, that was not able to obtain the opportunities that you did, hallelujah, and the only reason you obtained those opportunities, it had nothing to do with that other stuff, that material stuff. You cute, yeah, but that ain't what got you where you at. What got you where you at was the grace of God. And as you come forth with your prayer requests and testimonies today, I want you to acknowledge that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. And if it had not been for him, hallelujah, none of us would be where we at right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as I open up the phone lines, once again, I want to remind those of you that are on Facebook Live, you can call in live, amen, to our service. Praise God. The number is 516-666-9967. If you don't want to call in, we encourage you, amen, to leave your testimonies or prayer requests in the comment box on the bottom of your screen. Praise God, and we will put those on the throne of grace. Hallelujah on tonight. I'm opening up the phone lines as we speak. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open at this time. If there be one with a testimony or prayer request, feel free to do so at this time. The phone lines are open.
Praise the Lord, Elder and First Lady, everyone on the line, Valencia, everyone, and also the man of God that was speaking earlier as well. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. That is so true. I just thank God on last week's Sunday, the Lord just put it in my heart, Elder, go on a fast. But I'm not going to get into details why the Lord told me to fast for my soon-to-be husband. But when you obey God, and you just listen to his voice, no other voices. And I just truly thank God for just allowing me to obey. And just, I went on the fast. And even last night, Valencia and myself and my spiritual mother, one of my spiritual mothers, and you know, Valencia was praying for me sometime this week. She said, Jennifer, I'm not good with names, but I pick up a Beverly. And I'm like, I have two spiritual mothers, Beverly Mac Johnson. She lives in Ocala, Florida. And the other one, Apostle Vivian, lived in Titusville. But long story short, Valencia was picking up that one, the one that lived in Ocala in Florida. So I say, yeah, what about her? So long story short, I actually thank God for Valencia, you know, powerful woman. And it just, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to let you speak to her one day. So yesterday, matter of fact, last night, my spiritual mom called me, and I was feeling weak. The point that I'm making, and I said, I text Valencia. I asked her first, you don't mind if you want to speak to Valencia? I said, sure, and plug them in, all that good stuff. Man, the Spirit of God was moving so beautifully. Mind you, I was fasting for my husband, soon to be, and God was flowing. My God, I felt the fire. Like I said, I don't have a title, any of that. I just love to praise God, and I love to pray. I even told God I don't need that. I don't want a preacher in a pulpit, and the Lord, I'm telling the truth. I just love to pray, and I just give God glory, how he moves, and it was all three of us on the line. And I just thank God because he is faithful. The Lord is faithful. And God gave me some stuff concerning my husband. And all three of us was being fed. Valencia was being fed. And God was moving. God spoke to all three of us on the line. I just want to truly give God glory when his word alone is not just the truth. God is faithful. So I just thank God for allowing me to continue staying in his presence and continue thriving to press on, because I didn't have to fast for my husband, soon to be. And when I went on that fast for him, and then God put me and Valencia, my spiritual mother, on the line last night, and the Lord gave me a vision. My husband is covered. You know, nobody cannot break the bond. We went through a lot, Elder, but the Lord, you know, now our love is stronger, the bond. And I just truly give God glory for all. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Jennifer, on today. Praise God. We thank God for your obedience. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Sometimes we gotta be obedient to God for other people. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As she was speaking, I began to think about, amen, when Peter was locked in jail. Hallelujah. He didn't know that people were at the church praying for him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while they were steady praying, amen, God had already intervened. He had already sent an angel, amen, and led him out of the prison as they were praying. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I understand, and we always say that people can pray for themselves. You know, we got some arrogant Christians out there. Amen. Praise God. They can pray for themselves. They know how to pray. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the prayers of the righteous, the Bible says. Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous prevail much. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to learn to pray for somebody else. The Bible says when Jesus told us how to pray, he said, he didn't say, my Father which art in heaven. Hallelujah. He said, our Father.
Our Father.
Praise God. Amen. Our Father. Not just my Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we just come to God for ourselves when we need to learn to go to God for our spouses. And when we say, and for our friends and for our children. And when I say that, I don't mean go, Lord, help them so they won't get on my nerves. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We need to pray, Lord, help them so they can be who you want them to be, not who I want them to be. Hallelujah. Not who I visualize my children to grow up to be, not who I want my husband or wife to become, but whoever you want them to be, Lord. Hallelujah. And help me to go along with your process, God, because I might not be aligned with you. Help me to line up with what you got planned. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God for Sister Jennifer. I'm going to get off that real quick. I thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Amen. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on tonight?
Amen. Amen. I want to give honor to God who's the head of my life, to Elder, all the saints, to Jennifer. And this, both of y'all are speaking. What y'all are speaking in is tying in with my word, which is confirmation. So I just thank y'all for saying this. I got the right word for tonight. And Elder, I just want prayer, just strength to endure this fight. That's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Valencia. Hallelujah. Getting ready to bring forth that word. Hallelujah. And we're going to put our prayer for strength on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. But before we go to the throne of grace, do we have any other prayers or testimonies that to go up on the throne on tonight?
Well, Pastor, this is Daryl Norton. I'm going to give God praise and thanks. Even though I really didn't see it as things were happening, but my son, God bless my son, Philip, him and his wife, he pointed out that my daughter took her son to get baptized, dedicated. And it was a bunch of mess going on, you know, confusion. I was extremely tired, had to get up, cut my head, shaving. You know, I like to be clean shaven, and I was rushing to cut my head to make it there on time. I mean, not rushing to cut my head. I kind of overshaved my head, put it that way. But I got there, and, you know, my daughter, she got her son, her mother, which is not my ex-wife, was there. My ex-wife came and sat beside me while this was happening, which was a blessing. And everything was smooth. And my son pointed out, he said, Dad, all you did, all you tried to do, he said, you went out of your way and fought her mom in court to take her to court. He said, look what she's doing. She's taking her child. In spite of all this, she's bringing her child, getting the child dedicated. She's going to church. He said, Dad, this is a victory. He said, just calm down. And I thank the Lord for that because, you know, he was right. You know, raise up a child the way they should go. If they go, they'll return. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like God is moving. And that's the main thing I pray for is that my children come to the Lord, my children, all their friends. You know, I used to have a house mm-hmm. full of kids at my house. I would come home from work and, you know, hey, I never had a child that I couldn't feed. Make sure they fed them all. Some of them still call me Dad. You know, and I thank the Lord. They listen. Some of them give me more respect than some of my own kids. And, you know, I would take them into church. I had a band back then. I put as many of them in the car right with my family. I said, you at my house? It's Sunday night. We're going to church. And that has stuck with some of them, you know. I don't want to be calling names like that. But the one kid just got married, and he often calls me. And, hey, Pop, you know, and he's changed his ways. He said, like many other kids say, like something I experienced when I was young, too many of my friends dying, too many people dying around me, you know. And these children, this is what they're going through at a younger age than I experienced it. And they're saying, no, I got to get right. I got to do things right. And the teachings from their youth. You know, it's the seed is planted and it's harvesting. You know, so young Chuck, he's got two children now, and I was nagging him for years. He married this girl, and I'm happy they're married, and they, you know, they got their own church they're going to. But I thank God every day, and I thank God for His blessings. I thank God for leading my children to the Lord. I'm not saying.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God as well for you, brother. Hallelujah. Like your son told you, hallelujah, that's a blessing. They have turned, like you said, raised up a child in the way that they, in the way that they shall go, and they will not stray. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got to thank God for the victories. Hallelujah. A lot of times it's so much going on, we miss the victories. You know, the devil comes to distract us. Hallelujah. He causes little distractions in our lives to distract us from the victories that God has going on. Hallelujah. So we thank God, amen, praise God, for that victory. Hallelujah, amen, in your children's, grandchildren's lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight, brother. Amen. And we thank God for that testimony on tonight. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight before we go to the throne of grace? Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have heard the testimonies that have gone up before your throne on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, touch Sister Jennifer, touch her family. Hallelujah. Touch her fiance. Touch them in a mighty way. Hallelujah. On tonight, Lord. Continue molding her and shaping her. Hallelujah. Continue touching him and molding him, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the work that you are doing in their lives. And we thank you for Sister Valencia on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the ministry that you have put into her. Hallelujah. Continue strengthening her. Hallelujah. She fights this good fight of faith, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. For Thursday morning on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for his son, Philip. We thank you for his grandchildren as well, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that Christ is in their lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you said in your word that if we lift you up, that you would draw us unto you. Hallelujah. So we lift you up on tonight, Lord. We thank you for your presence in each and every one of our individual households on tonight. For you said in your word that when two or more gather together in your name, that you will be in the midst. You will be in the middle. So we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. And we will continue to magnify you and praise your high and your holy name. Touch the woman of God on tonight as she comes forth to bring forth the word. Hallelujah, Lord. We bind and rebuke the enemy on tonight. Hallelujah, that is trying to prevent her from doing what you told her to do. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for putting that word in her belly. And as she comes forth to release it, Lord, hallelujah, encourage her and strengthen her, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for testimony service, amen, everybody who came forth and testified. If you did not get a chance to testify, we will be opening up the line again after the word of God on tonight, amen. So please, amen, hold on to the line, praise God, enjoy, take in the word of God, and we will be opening up the line once again, hallelujah, for you to put your testimonies and prayer requests on the throne of grace. Praise God. Now it's time to get, hallelujah, to the meat of the word. We've had appetizers, amen, praise God. We have had a couple of, now it's time to get to the main course. Hallelujah. Now it's time to get to the bread and the meat. Hallelujah, amen. And bringing forth that three-course meal on tonight, amen, is none other than our very own. Hallelujah. Straight shooter, straight talker, straight the way the Lord gave it to her, she gonna give it to you. I'm talking about none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you tonight in a mighty way.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, to First Lady Jennifer, girl, all the people that's on the line. Thank you, Saints, for inviting me to the line once again to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. Let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Father God, I'm repenting now of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father, for this word that you've given me, Father. And I thank you that people will be encouraged, healed, and living, set free on tonight, Father God. And I thank you, Father, everyone will have a peaceful sleep when they depart from the line, Father God. Why? Because they're taking out time, Father God, to just hear the word of God, even though people are at work, even though people have to get up early in the morning and go to work. They're still on the line, Father, because they want to hear a word from you, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you hide me behind the cross, Father God. I pray that you speak to me and through me, Father, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you are worthy to be praised. In your precious son, Jesus' name, Lord, I just want to thank you. Amen and amen. And I just want to thank God how he just been ministered to me starting last year, how he just continues to give me the different word about movies after movies after movie. I just thank him for it. And I thank Elder and Jennifer as they were just speaking, how God would just continue to download on how he wanted me to bring forth this word. Even though Valentine's Day is tomorrow, I had no idea how this word was going to flow. And I've been telling y'all saints that he just continued to give me a word about love, more about love. Every day that I bring forth the word, it got something to do with love. But I'm going to be talking about the movie Coming to America. Everybody know about the movie Coming to America with Eddie Murphy. Everybody loves that movie that I know. So I'm about to talk about the characters in this movie for Coming to America. We got King Joffrey Jeffer, which is the father, that's the king. Then we got the Queen Aelion, that's the mother. Then we got Simmy, which is the servant and his friend. We got Cleo, that's Mr. McDonald, Lisa's father, and Lisa McDonald, who the a king wants to marry. And also we got Patrice, that's Lisa's sister. Okay, and also then we got Daryl, which is the boyfriend. And God is coming to America, but the way God gave it to me is looking for love. And the way that the world say love is because I got First Lady give the definition of love from the way God say love. I'm getting to this love, what the world say love is. A intense feeling of deep affection. That's what the world say. But I have to talk about a king for a minute. A king wanted a woman that truly loved him. He was 21 years old, and when he left, he was only to be gone for 40 days to sow his wild oats. But instead, he wanted to find a wife. A king, he's a prince, okay? He has options, okay? The way that they set it up, the type of wife that a prince have is the type of wife that they obey their husband. I mean, literally obey their husband. I mean, do everything that their husband say do. But he did not want a woman like that. A king, he actually wanted an equal. I mean, this woman that they pick out, he telling her to bark like a dog. This woman around here barking like a dog, literally. Everybody know the movie. And he like, this is not a type of woman that I want to marry, okay? He have options, okay? He a prince. But he like, this is not what I want. And he's trying to explain to his father the best way that he can. He's like, I want something different. I don't want it like the way other people want. I tell you, every time God give me something, it's always somebody very peculiar. So he a prince. Any other prince when went that way, they're like, well, she's doing what I say do, the way I tell her to do it. She going to bow them down to me. I'm the prince. I'm the king. I'm this. Other men, when they were like, I just take her because she's going to do exactly what I say do. But a king, the different one, he like, no, that's not what I want. So he like, when he talked to his father, he said, you go out for 40 days to sow your wild oats. So he told his servant, Semi, he said, we're not sowing my wild oats. I'm going to look for me a queen. And they went to New York, which they went to Queens. And when they went to Queens, he said he don't want nobody to know that he's royalty, even though, you know, it's kind of a funny movie as it is. You could tell that they're royalty, all the bling and stuff, the fur coats and everything that they had on. So what a king do? Okay, I'm going somewhere. A king got the cheapest apartment, okay? They stayed in New York. A king didn't get a car. He didn't get no jewelry. A king lived as a poor man. And that's the way that he wanted to set it up, that he's a poor man. Because the woman that he wanted, he didn't want a woman that wanted him for what he had because he a prince. This man got money. So he just wanted a woman that truly loved him for who he was. So him and Simon, they went out looking. That's the first place that they went looking. They went at the club. You ain't finna find no love in the club. You're gonna find some looks in the club. So as he got to talking to Mr. Clarence, he's like, we done been to all the bars and all this. We have not found no nice lady. He said, well, son, y'all, you can't go to no bar looking for no classy lady. He said, you might got to go to the library. You might got to go to the church. You need to go where I'm going, to the Black Awareness Rally. Because as the king was looking for a wife, he mean all these women at the club, it's nothing happy. He's like, wow, is there something wrong with these women? I mean, it's nothing clicking. He's nothing clicking for him. So as he goes to the Black Awareness Rally, that's when he finally sees Lisa. And it was just something special about Lisa. Lisa is one of these classy ladies. Lisa not one of these women that got 13 inches of weave, 5-pack of lashes, tight clothes on. Lisa was a very beautiful guy. I didn't look at this movie 1,000 times. Lisa got a head full of her. I mean, her just beautiful, just flowing, beautiful face, covered up. I mean, classy. And he just loved the way that this woman just speak and how she was just talking about children. So automatically, like, this is the lady that I want. This is what I want. Now, she have a boyfriend, okay? Lisa boyfriend have money, okay? He got money. So Akeem are like, okay, but I want to just get to know her. Guess what? King go this job to go. Everybody know the movie. He work at McDonald's. And anybody know that if you work at McDonald's, they work you like a slave for that little bit of money. But that's what I'm talking about. Like the woman of God was talking about going through, about fasting, because when you fast, you denying yourself. When you fast, you getting out of yourself. You praying for somebody else. You're going to get a text sometimes. If that person going through something, you're going to feel a text. A king wanted this woman bad. He stayed up in a hole, and this man got money. This man worked at McDonald's, and he had money. He could have said, I'm talking about love, okay? I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about love. He saw something about this woman. He wasn't lusting after this woman. He wanted to get to know this woman, okay? And she was very beautiful, okay? She worked, and she didn't have to work, okay? Because her dad had a little money put up, and then she dated this rich guy. She didn't have to work, but a king just saw something so special about her. He said, I just want to get to know her. And they say, what? I didn't like the guy there. I didn't like his spirit because, you know, he had money. But when the king put all that money in the thing and he didn't want to put no money in, they talking about kids. I didn't like his spirit at all. But anyway, as we move forward, okay, King, him and Simi, they working at McDonald's. And, you know, Simi, he not happy because Simi is just used to, you know, they sleep with all these different women. You got money. You can just do what you want to do. That's what Simi used to. But the king like, no, we can't do none of this. I want to get Lisa. So a king know that Lisa got a boyfriend. He was always polite. He was never disrespectful. He never said, you need to leave your man. He was just a friend to her. He was just trying to get to know her. And then, as he was speaking to Lisa, got to know Lisa, he finally met her little slut sister, which is Patrice. Everybody know Patrice was the little slut sister. Everybody know. The first date they go out to the little game, she got a hand all up in his pants. He's not looking for no woman like that. See, that's strictly lust. Akeem is peculiar. Akeem is very strange because most men, every man can't resist sex. I'm just going to be honest. Every man can't do that. It takes a strong man to resist sex, and I'm being up, because that love spirit is something powerful. And this movie, like in the 1980s, that's why I said this is a very different movie, and I thank God for this movie. But she's over there just touching this man. I'm like, you don't even know his last name. And she just got her hands all on his leg and stuff. He's just looking at her. He's not even interested in her. He was just being nice. And, you know, he's the king. So as he go to the restroom, everybody know that he's the king. And, you know, I mean, he's the prince and everything. But he don't want nobody to know. He really don't want Lisa to find out who he is. And not because he wants to lie to her or deceive her or nothing like that. That wasn't his intention. He just wanted to find a woman that would truly love him for who he was. So as we move forward, you know, Patrice, she actually liked it, even though she a little slut. She actually liked a king. Okay. And as we move on forward, Sammy, he kept on really getting frustrated because the king was finally getting kind of close to Lisa. But I don't think nobody really cared about the boyfriend spirit because he was trying to be funny. He was being real nasty to a king for no particular reason. He like, you wearing all these clothes. I mean, what y'all do back in Africa, y'all chase the monkey. He used to just make all kind of comments, just being all mean. And if you just look at Lisa's face, they're just turning her off. And she just being as nice as she can, but it's really turning her off. And then we move forward, we go to the scene where it was about to be robbed, and she was sitting up there talking to him, and he was telling her that she needs to quit this job, that he'll take care of her. And she's like, no, I don't want you to take care of me. You know, I like her. She wants to keep her job. So, you know, then he's going to go get her some coffee. Then the king and her sitting down at the table, and they're talking and stuff. And the guy came in and robbed the place. Now he's supposed to be the tough guy. He ought to hide behind the garbage can. Okay, but a king, he the one that stood up to that burglar. And I don't know, that's something she started liking a king. She started seeing something about a king, that a king was just different, that he just was not like any other guy that she met. She started liking the king. She didn't say much, but it started out as a friendship, and they just started gradually liking each other. And doing good deeds always work out, because after they did the good deed there, he went to her father's house, Mr. McDonald's house. And that's when a man invites you into their home like that, I mean, they really trust you. So he really loved the fact of how they fought for his restaurant from McDonald's. So as they was in there and stuff like that, Daryl, the very disrespectful man to think that he all of that, he have the audacity talking about Lisa, talking about marriage. He didn't propose. He didn't give her no ring. He went and told her dad that I proposed, and she said yes. And she felt so very disrespectful. You could tell the look on her face. And when she grabbed that man by his arm, and when she took him to the back room and told him, next time you and my father decide to get together to plan my life, I wish you'd let me in on it. And then she was pretty much done with him because he was just so disrespectful. See, it's two different men. It's one man that got money that's very humble. Then it's another man that got money that's very arrogant. See, Lisa had a choice as well. She didn't like Durr because he was very arrogant. I mean, he like, you have audacity to go tell somebody we're going to get married, but Julie had a decency to propose? Where my ring at? I mean, Jesse was very disrespectful. And then it was a lot. She felt totally disrespected, so she's sitting outside, and I know she was mad because if y'all look at it, she outside in on a swing, and it's snow outside, so she was hot. So a King came out there just to check on her. Then she like sit down, the King stay out here and talk to me. She felt like she can always talk to a King. I'm telling y'all one thing about King. He didn't bash her. He didn't say nothing. A King was always humble. He was always patient. He was always kind. He was not lusting out this woman. I love the way his spirit was on, how Eddie Murphy's spirit was on this woman. King, the prince, he was just so humble. He said, well, you need to leave him. He listened. He was quiet. Like I said, very peculiar. He wanted Lisa. He wanted her as a wife. Not this was not no booty call. He wanted this woman as a wife, and he was willing to go. I'm talking about love. He was willing to go through anything to get this woman because he had sit up here and listened to this woman talk about another man. He didn't say another word. All his prayer, he was, I'm going to win this woman's heart. That's what his mindset was, and he was humble. He stayed up in the hole. He working at McDonald's. He got money to buy anything that he want to buy, but he won't buy anything because of love that he have for this woman. I'm talking about love, and I'm also talking about suffering because he's suffering. He's not used to that lifestyle. This man got money. This man can do anything that he wants. He ain't got to stay in no hole because of no woman. He could say, look, I'm not staying in no hole to get to know her. I'm not walking at no McDonald's to get to know her. She already got a man. That's not the mentality that he had. He saw something in her. What's the word? A man that find a wife find a good thing. That's what he saw when he saw Lisa. That's why I told Elden Jennifer, the word was tying into what y'all was talking about. And as we moving on, she broke up with her. She was done with him. He turned her completely off. She started dating a King, but it didn't start automatic. They was walking out just talking. And she said, I know you must be tired of hearing about my problems with her. He said, no. He just was listening to her. And she said, I just feel like I owe you a favor. She said, why don't you just come to my house and I cook for you? And she's like, Patrice will be there. And he's like, no, you come to my house. And I want to warn you, my house is very poor. She said, I don't care about that. I love to see where you live. See, that's what made him fall for her, because she wasn't sure that he got all this big money and stuff like that, even though he does have all this money. But she wasn't caring about that. She just wanted to get to know him, because he told her a lot of lies. And the way the lies he told her sounded much like he didn't have no money, period. But this man got some money. So as they go to the place, and I told y'all, Simon wasn't very happy. He just went up here and got loaded up TVs, got all type of stuff in the apartment that was supposed to be there. So he told Simon, he said, you ruined my chances with Lisa. I will never forgive you. And Simon knew that he was serious. So they finally worked it out. They first kissed. That's when she finally fell in love with him. And then Simi, it's always somebody that always try to mess up stuff. Well, he wasn't trying to mess up, but just not being okay, because Akeem took all the money, because Simi kept messing up. So Akeem took all the money and gave the money to the homeless people. So Simi sent a telegram to the King talking about they in dire straits, they need money. So the King coming out there looking for his son, thinking that his son in a dire straits. No, his son is out here trying to look for a wife. But he only would have been gone for 40 days. See, he was gone longer. So the King coming out there looking for his son. So everything that you know, what? Okay, once you tell a lie, sooner or later, even though his intentions was not to hurt her or none of that, but once you lie, you know, it's going, and the way that the King was very mean to Lisa, because he told her that he was not serious about her, that he just came out here to swear his royal oath because he wanted the King to marry a princess. But this is who this man, he loved Lisa. This is who he wanted. And he had told her, he said, you know, she was very upset after he explained it to her. She said, why you just didn't tell me you was a prince? He said, because I want you to love me for who I am. He said, does it matter if I'm a prince? She said, she don't even know who he is because he lied. She already went something. Okay, this played a big part in it because she already went through some stuff with Daryl, okay? Daryl already hurt her, okay? Then she fell in love with a King. Then he lied. So she just going through all type of emotion. Then his father come up there and tell her that he ain't serious about her. So she just going through all type of emotions. But one thing, Lisa, is she knew that she could just talk to a King. She knew that she just felt okay just being around a King. She was in love with a King, and he like, marry me, Lisa. And she like, I'm sorry, I can't. And that broke his heart because he was truly in love with this woman. I mean, he would have done anything to be with this woman. But it's still, that's what I'm talking about, love. Lady Prevost, can we get these scriptures about love, please? You got the scriptures about love.
Amen. Amen. Read all of them or just the one about
all of them, please.
Okay. So the first one is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. And it reads, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." And the next one is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. And it reads, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." And the next one is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28. And it reads, "So ought men to love their wives as their body, their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself." And the last one is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And it reads, "Charity suffereth it long, and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunt not itself, is not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly, seek it not her own, is not easily provoked, think it no evil. Rejoice it not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear it all things, believe it all things, hope all things, endure it all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away." Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. And everybody already know how the ending of the movie is, because she really truly loved the king. That's why she married him and she became a princess. But I'm just talking about the process. It was a process before they even got there. And that's the woman. I gave her the wrong scripture. I'm talking about love. You know, love is patient. Love is kind. When we say we're talking about love, love ain't all this anger. Love ain't all this envy. Love is not none of this unforgiveness. Even though a king hurt her, you didn't hear her. Okay, she was on the subway. Did she cuss this man out? Did she talk down to this man at all? All she did was she told this man that he hurt her in the best way, in actually a nice way. I'm talking about love, okay? I'm talking about this man was not lusting at this woman. He really wanted to marry this woman. He really wanted to be with this woman. And he went through whatever he had to get this woman. And he did it. He succeeded. And that's why I want to talk about love. That's what God gave me for the last few days, about love. He wants us to love more and not lust. It's a lot of lust going on. It's not a lot of love going on. I say this all the time. I say it again. And I ain't just saying this because Lady Prevost, me and her cool, but to me, Lady Prevost was one of the prettiest women that I ever known. And you know why? Because she ain't got that mist all in her head. She ain't got all that. She ain't got all that makeup on. To me, she is naturally beautiful. To me, that's me. And I ain't just saying it because we cool. Her spirit, her inner man is so beautiful that it just overtake her outside. You just see it. I don't pick up nothing bad in this woman's spirit. I don't pick up jealousy. And trust me, women be trying to come on to Elder Prevost because there's a lot of Jezebels and homemongers out there, okay? And they know that he got a wife. But she don't act indifferent. She don't act crazy. I don't pick up that, none of that in her spirit. And that's why their marriage lasts like it lasts. They keep people about their business too. And that's the best thing to do. It's called love. It's called unconditional love. And people try to divide them up. We have not had this conversation. I'm telling y'all what the Lord gave me. People try to divide them up. People try to whisper in Elder's ear. But Elder's been to leave his wife. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about the good and bad. They went through stuff. They have lost stuff. They have been homeless. Mm-hmm. Yep. But I'm talking about love. I'm talking about the good and bad. Elder ain't on her bashing his wife. You don't see her on Facebook bashing her husband. You don't see. I'm talking about love, y'all. Mm-hmm. God said love. We get angry. We go to a whole nother level. It don't be love. We can't allow emotions to take over like it take over. Because I'm telling y'all, this man had all this money. And this man was humble to stay in the home. This man had money. It was humble to work at McDonald's. And y'all know working at McDonald's is working hard. He was humble. This man was humble seeing a woman that he desired to be with another man, but he was confident and knowing in himself that I'm going to win this woman's heart. And he didn't have to bash that other man to get the woman because he was confident in this. I'm talking about love, y'all. That's the way God gave me the. I'm simply looking at the movie because I'm getting ready to work. He said, "You're going to do Coming to America." I said, "Coming to America." I said, How am I going to bring that? I said, "I don't get it." God said, "Love." And then as I'm sitting there, he's showing me. I said, "Oh, you're talking about love again." That's the way God gave it to me. About love. He keep on saying, like I said, it's amazing that Valentine's Day, even though I don't get caught up on days like that, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Everybody going to be excited about one day. What about, why can't be Valentine's Day the whole month? Why it got to be one day about love? Oh, it's just one day. Everybody going buying all this gifts. Do you treat the person right? Do you even tell that person that you love them? Are you mean to them? What about not, it don't supposed to be love just no one day. It's supposed to be all the time. People buying all these people. I'm in the store. I'm at work. All these roses. I see all these balloons because God downloads. I'm at work. I'm just picking up stuff. I like, this is nice what everybody doing. I said, but why is everybody going to do it only for one day? Don't it supposed to be an ongoing thing about love? Why got to just be one day? Love's supposed to be consistently. Love, love, love. Not lust, love. I saw a whole bunch of alcohol because they said, wow. I'm like, Lord, these folks going to be just tore up, ain't? You know, I'm talking about, I know it's a lot of parties going on. I'm like, okay, well, but I'm talking about love. But that's all the Lord gave me ever. It's actually back in your hands. I'm done.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for that word on tonight. Let's take it to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word that you put into the woman of God's belly on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for her obedience to release it unto us, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you replenish in her the virtue that she has poured out onto us on tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and continue molding her and shaping her into the woman of God that you want her to be, Lord. And we thank you right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for that word, that message on love. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise God. The entire message, amen, is a true message. It's all about love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all about love is the thing that keeps people together. Amen. If you can't marry nobody for money, hallelujah, because what if they go broke? You can't marry nobody for their looks. Hallelujah, amen. Because what happens if they get in an accident and burn half their skin off? You can't marry nobody, hallelujah, amen, because the sex good. Hallelujah, amen. Because what if they get prostate cancer? What if they get a hysterectomy? Hallelujah. It's got to be about love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love has got to be the glue. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Sister Valencia, absolutely right. My wife is beautiful. Praise God. But I'm not with her because she's beautiful. I'm with her because I love her. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. We want to open up the phone lines tonight. Amen. If anybody has a testimony or comment for the woman of God on tonight, or maybe you have a prayer request, you didn't get a chance to put on the throne of grace, we want to open up the line again at this time. So if there'll be one on tonight, the phone lines are once again open. Will there be one?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. You are Pastor Elder. I meant to say Elder, but it came out, so receive it. I just thank God. This is Jennifer again from Long Island, New York. Awesome teaching, Valencia from Memphis, Tennessee. And I totally agree. I'm going to personalize it. Mm-hmm. When I got with Carl, I was very silent. People had so much to say, like Elder say, you don't marry somebody because, you know, he put it on you, like they say, backflip, tootsie roll, all of that nonsense, different position. But anyways, you know, people had so much to say. I'm just keeping it real. Oh, don't be with him. He's hood. He's from the street. Yo, 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 whatever. It's sad. God does the opposite. I didn't fall in love of that image. And the Lord spoke to me. He's my protector. Yes, he's rough around the edges and all of that. You know, sometimes when he speaks, I don't understand certain, you know, slang, whatever. But that's not the point that I'm making. You know, I fall in love because his heart. You know, yeah, he had a past, the type of lifestyle he lived in the street, blah, blah, blah. So what? You know, it kills me. You know, people want to always judge somebody. What if God starts judging us in the same measure we judge Amen. Others? So at the end of the day, who cares? None of us have a heaven or a hell.
to put yourself, me, or the next individual, leave people alone. Because you need fixing. I need fixing. God is still working on all of us. Your salvation. There's something
yep.
that you need to ask God to deliver. You got family members, people in your family that's lost to the point. They're crying out. The devil just messing with them. Your job is to intercede. There's so much for us to pray about. But we're so caught up on judging folks. And people had so much to say about my soon-to-be husband. Yeah, the type of lifestyle he lived. I'm not going to get into all that. Yeah, he's the just hit it, quit it, whatever. I didn't know what was the word chicken head meant. No offense, hood rat. But that's not the point that I'm making. But when he, I'm telling you, there are times, Elba, I'm keeping it real. He used to call me, like, after 12 come. I'm like, dude, no, I'm not going to leave my children. Number one, I'm not a doormat. I'm not a booty call. So I don't know who you think you're calling. Come over. I'm like, no. And I'm just keeping it real. And I remember one time I used to pick him up from work, and one time he asked me, I've known this man since my daughter was 2 years old now, and he said, come inside my house. I said, I'm not coming inside your house. We sat in my car for 3 hours talking, and he saw something different about me. And I didn't just drop my panties and all of that to him. You know, at the end of the day, you know, be quick to judge people. And a man, they visuals. You know, I'm not a man. I can't think. I can't speak for a man, but I'm sure a lot of men on the line can relate. They know what they're looking for. They know the difference between a chicken head, a hood rat, a bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Listen, they men. At the end
you
of the day,
right.
When they find that one, I promise you, they're going to leave the chicken head, the hood rat, the
right.
2, 3
That's
o'clock
right.
booty call, whatever. I'm just keeping it real. They
nothing
know what they're looking for. God bless
that's right.
you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You spoke the truth. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. She ain't lying. She's telling the truth. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
we know the
life.
Difference. We know
Amen.
The difference. Praise God. You can hear it in the song. But Rick. Rick James had that one song. He's talking about she's a very you know what girl, the kind you don't take home to mama. Hallelujah. Amen. We know which ones is which. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The truth. Hallelujah, amen. A lot of people ain't ready for that, but it's the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony. A lot of people, that's how they, the Lord, me and my wife was talking about that a while back. That's how a lot of people miss their husbands and their wives. A lot of people sitting up there, Lord, why you ain't send me a husband? Why you ain't send me a wife? Because when he sent them to you, he didn't look the way you wanted him to look. He wasn't living the lifestyle you expected him to be living. Hallelujah. Or he ain't had the money you wanted him to have. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now maybe you might fast forward, amen, and look back and look at him now and see what God turned him into now and realize you might have passed up your blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You might have passed up your blessing with that sister because, hallelujah, amen, she didn't have it all together the way you wanted her to have it together. Praise God. Amen. Judging somebody on their past, praise God. Or hallelujah, sometimes we just, because sometimes your past can be yesterday. Okay, I'm not going to, praise God, get into that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right.
But we thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, amen. When you know what God, when you know that that's your husband, remember I told you about 2 years ago, that was your husband. Hallelujah. When you know that's your husband, amen. Whatever God put together, let no man put asunder. If we were to judge people on their past or stuff they would do, we would just have to throw the entire Bible. Everybody except Jesus got to go out. Hallelujah, amen. If it ain't Matthew, Luke, and John, we got to throw the rest of it out. Hallelujah, praise God. Adam fell short of the glory of God. Amen. He ate the fruit. Hallelujah, amen. Samson, amen, messed around, told that woman where his weakness was. She cut his hair out. Hallelujah. You wasn't supposed to tell nobody that. Praise God, amen. Jacob had two wives. Amen. He was a hustler and a swindler. Praise God. Paul walked around killing Christians before he got himself together. Hallelujah. Wasn't none of the disciples right. I'm going to tell you straight. They wasn't right off the bat. God had to get with them and make them right. So if we were to judge people by their past, hallelujah, we would throw out the entire book. Hallelujah, except for Jesus. And some of y'all would throw Jesus' book out because y'all would say, we don't know who his daddy is. Hallelujah, praise God. His mama, amen, say it was God's baby. We don't know. Hallelujah. He wasn't nothing but a carpenter. Remember when he went home, what they told him? Ain't you that carpenter's son? Hallelujah. Don't we know your mama? Hallelujah. They tossed him to the side. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to quit. The Bible says it clearly. Judge not, yet ye be judged by the same measure that you judge others. God is going to judge you. Praise God. You wonder why people think a certain way about you? Hallelujah. You ever seen somebody and said something about somebody and you didn't even know what was going on? I was just dropping that woman off. Hallelujah. Praise God. There you go. Look at Elder. I don't know what he's doing dropping that woman off. She needed a ride home. Hallelujah. And I gave her a ride home. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But from a distance, you judge it now. Watch this. One day you're going to need a ride. And when I drop you off, somebody going to be like, I don't know what she's doing riding with Elder. I don't know what they got going on. Hallelujah. Well, why are they saying that? Because you pass judgment on somebody else. Praise God. Now people are passing judgment on you. The Bible says it clearly. Give and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over shall men give unto your bosom. Whatever you give out, hallelujah, God's going to give it back through men. So all that judgment you get, hallelujah, that you've been giving to other people, you wonder how come it's coming back to you through people. Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't even trying to get off into that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do we have another testimony or maybe another prayer request on the line at this time? Hallelujah. One, two, three. Amen. Amen.
I got a question.
Praise God. But we just go ahead.
Pastor. I got a question. Do you have access to my phone number?
Yes, sir. They do pop up on my screen. Yes, sir.
Yeah, would you record my phone number anytime you feel like sharing a word? I would think I would appreciate that.
Okay, sir. Is you the 856 area code?
Yes.
All right, all right. Be sure to take that down and put you in I'll shoot you a text after the line and get in communication with you.
I would like that very much. Just so you know, I'm raised Christian. I guess it's Pentecostal with full gospel. I forgot what the last one was supposed to be. I grew up under R.W. Shambach, I put it that way. If you know that.
Okay,
name.
Okay. And what was your name again, brother? Was it Daryl?
My name is Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N.
All right, brother Daryl, praise God. I will be in touch with you after the live. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you on today, praise God. And we thank God for each and every person who has called in, hallelujah, on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. We thank God for that word that came forth from Sister Valencia on tonight on love. Praise God. Like she said, the Lord been telling her about love and showing her love through all these different movies. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the ministry that God has put into her and the way she delivers it. Hallelujah. We thank God for it on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be back online again this coming Sunday night. Praise God. Amen. For more than an hour of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite y'all to come back same time. Amen. Same channel for those of you out there on Blog Talk Radio, those of you out there on Facebook Live. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you as well. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Once again, I thank each and every person who has called in on tonight. Amen. We want to thank everybody, praise God, who has called in on tonight. We've had a blessed time. Amen. Everybody's testimony that kept brought forth the testimony on tonight, we thank God for you. All your prayer requests that went up on tonight, praise God. And I want to encourage everybody. We used to say it all the time. When we pray, praise God, believe, hallelujah, that we have already received whatever we have asked God for. That's what Jesus commands us in the Word. Hallelujah. He said, whatever ye so desire when ye pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it, which tells me some of the things that I have asked God for, the only reason I haven't received them is because I don't believe I already have it. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people are out there trying to get salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. You done already went to the throne. Hallelujah. You done already went to the altar. You done already been baptized. You done joined the church. And you still trying to get something that you already have. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only thing you have to start doing is believing that you have it. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you that might be listening or might be watching, if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you the opportunity to do so at this time. Praise God. As we come before the throne, I'm going to tell you a little simple prayer to repeat after me. And once you say this prayer, if you believe, hallelujah, that you have received salvation, it shall be yours. Praise God. All you have to say is, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I invite you into my life. Wash me and make me whole.
And make me whole.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
And saints, if we believe, praise God, as children of God, the Bible says if you believe it in your heart and speak it with your mouth, that you will be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you believe it, hallelujah, amen, you are saved. Praise God. You are, hallelujah, what we like to call born again. Praise God. Now, the next step you got to get, hallelujah, you got to get baptized, from join a church. You got to get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. But you got to believe that God has already started working in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's already, it's not going to start when you get baptized. It's not going to start when you join church. You got it right now. Eternal life is yours right now if you believe it. Hallelujah. Praise God. All that other stuff you got going on, God say, I'm going to work it out if you bring it to me. He say, all those that are heavy laden and heavy burden, bring it all to me because I care for you. Bring it all to him. He'll work all that out. Hallelujah, praise God. By the grace of God, he'll work all that out. Hallelujah, amen. It may take some time. Some people had to walk. You remember some blind men had to do some walking and watching. Hallelujah, some of them received that sight straightway. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But you got to believe it tonight that it's already yours and God's going to work everything else out in your life, if you believe it on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you once again. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Like I said, we will be back online Sunday night. Amen. 9:00 Central Time. Praise God. All of y'all that are on our text list, we will shoot out a text. Hallelujah. 30 minutes before we go online. And once again, we thank God for all of you. Once again, everybody who called in tonight, Sister Jennifer, Sister Valencia, Brother Darryl, hallelujah. All those that are listening in on Blog Talk, all those on Facebook Live, and of course, my beautiful wife, First Lady Aisha. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. And let us go retire for the night. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come within your presence on tonight. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us the message on love on tonight. And let that message of love resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And as we leave this line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And as I always say, as you go to sleep tonight, do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, Worldwide and Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank the Lord for being alive here tonight. Yeah. I'm
For you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hand in total.
Everything that is within me. love Jesus.